Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain delivered the first doses of a widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine Tuesday, starting a global immunization program that is expected to gain momentum as more serums win approval. A 90-year-old woman received the first of the two doses of a vaccine jointly developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Canada announced on Monday it would receive its first doses of the same vaccine by the end of this month. The Trump administration turned down the chance last summer to buy millions of additional doses of one of the leading coronavirus vaccines contenders. That decision could delay the delivery of a second batch of doses until manufacturer Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. The revelation comes as President Donald Trump aims to take credit for the speedy development of a forthcoming corona vaccine at a White House summit being held later today. Pfizer's vaccine is expected to be endorsed by a panel of Food and Drug Administration advisors as soon as this week. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has reportedly chosen retired General Lloyd Austin to become his defense secretary. That's according to a person familiar with the decision. Austin served under former President Barack Obama, overseeing forces in the Middle East as the head of the U.S. Central Command. He would also become the first African-American to run the Pentagon. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.